back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're the Roto Experts in the morning. We're here till 10 after our show. It's going to be Tony Cicada and Matt Modica on Fantasy Football Gold. And then we're going to move over to Al Melchior from FanRag Fantasy Baseball from 1 to 3. And then the producers from 3 to 5. And coming in, joining us now from the Tampa Bay Times, Roger Mooney. Catch him on Twitter at RogerMooney50. Roger, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. So, you know, George and I were talking right before the break, another nice, you know, it's been a little bit of an up and down season, as George was saying, for Alex Cobb, but he spins a gem yesterday, a really nice win as we're heading into the All-Star break for the Rays. And I don't know if this was your expectation for them, but maybe 6 weeks ago people are talking about them selling, but here they find themselves, they're in a wild card spot right now, and it's maybe a different outlook than some people anticipated for them.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that the proof in that was late June when they traded for Hegavaria, the shortstop from the Marlins. I mean, they went out and got a shortstop, and they have Matt Duffy, who, you know, we're led to believe is going to return at some point this year, but they went out and upgraded that shortstop. So you're looking at a team that thinks that they have a chance to compete, and obviously, you know, you hear the word mediocre used a lot with a lot of the American League teams. There's a lot of mediocre teams this year, so everybody's still in contention, and that's where they fall. So I thought this would be a year where they'd be much like they played last year. They'd be a sub-500 team, and they'd be dumping a lot of guys at the trade deadline. But now, you know, upgrading at shortstop and possibly going after a relief pitcher, I think these guys are going to be as all-in as they can, you know, to make a run
out of
postseason spot.
Roger, normally the Rays have to, since being a small market team, they handle things a little differently. We've heard rumors that they could trade Archer, Cobb, Odorizzi. Do you think they'll be, they added Hecheverio, got a sort of gift from Miami there. Do you think they'll be add more pieces, or will they have to go the other direction and trade assets while their value may be at its highest?
Well, that's a good question, because Cobb's a free agent after this year. They only have Logan Morrison signed through this year. I'm sure there's a team out there that could use a first baseman. He's got 24 home runs through the first half of the season. I think, you know, playoff-bound teams or teams looking to get there wouldn't mind having Alex Cobb in their rotation or Chris Archer. But, you know, they really want to get back to the playoffs. They want to get back there and prove that it wasn't just Joe Maddon that got into the playoffs. So if they were to make the postseason this year, that they would – any team would consider that a huge, you know, a huge accomplishment, but even more so for these guys. I don't know. They do need some help for the bullpen, and when they traded Hecheverria, they looking to upgrade at other positions, so that kind of leads you to believe that they're still chasing an arm for the bullpen. I don't know who they'd be able to get and what they'd have to give up for them, but I think that this team might actually be adding some guys, you know, at the trade deadline, which is really rare for them.
I mean, I think that's good news, personally. Again, we're with Roger Mooney from the Tampa Bay Times. Catch him on Twitter at RogerMooney50. So I think that's good news. George and I have talked a lot earlier this year about Tampa, about Kansas City, and even Pittsburgh to some extent, about how they have to build a little bit differently. And I'm more excited about Tampa and Kansas City being in the mix as opposed to having to disassemble this team all over again. Even frankly, if in the long term it may not be best, I like the fact that they're able to battle for it right now. But you mentioned Logan Morrison. Obviously, he's having a great season. And then you have Corey Dickerson, who is one of only four players ever to start an All-Star game for the Rays. So I guess I would lay this out to you. And then Alex Colomé's had a great season as well. Who are you most surprised is having the level of success that they're having this season for the Rays?
Well, those are certainly three good candidates. I thought Dickerson would have a better year. Like, he was kind of hurt last year, so, and then, you know, coming to the American League, leaving Colorado, playing in the American League East. So there's a lot of things he was dealing with last year that you figured he wouldn't be dealing with this year. So I thought he would have a better season. I didn't see him leading the league in hitting like he was at one point, and doing as well as he did when they had him hitting leadoff. I didn't kind of expect that. But I think Logan Morrison probably a little bit more, and not just what he's given him offensively. He's played really well defensively. You know, that was kind of like the knock on him when they got him last year, that when they let James Loney go, that they were kind of going away from having that Gold Glove caliber, you know, really tight infield defense that they prided themselves on, especially with – they've always had really good fielding first basemen. And when they got Morrison, they thought they were going away. But this year, he's been great defensively. And you know, for a team that prides itself on defense and uses defense, you know, they do to give them an edge against other teams, having a first baseman like him is just huge. And he's really – impressed me more defensively than offensively, which is saying a lot. He's just having a really good offensive year.
Roger, what about Jacob Farias? Has come on. He's sort of taking the league by storm here. Had out-dueled Chris Sale the other night. What can we expect from him in the second half?
Well, you keep expecting him to have that rookie start, you know, where he just goes out and gets lit up, and he doesn't. And there's been a couple of his starts, he'll have a rough inning, and you think, okay, here it goes. You know, look who's coming up. The meat of the order is coming up, and they're gonna do to him what these guys do to rookie pitchers. And the next thing you know, they're in the dugout. He's gotten through it. I was talking to a couple of scouts on Friday because he pitched Thursday, and they were just gushing over him. They just love the fact that he just attacks hitters, and just he doesn't dilly dally up there. He's not trying to get him to chase pitches. He's not trying to get umpires to give him that you know outside strike or low strike or anything. He's going right after everybody. He's been a great surprise because he really, you know, everybody's looking at Blake Snell as he was going to be the big rookie, and then they got this Brett Honeywell guy down there at AAA who's supposed to be like the next big guy to come through. And, you know, Faria is just kind of, you know, just another good arm that they have. But he's been the best pitcher on this rotation since he's gotten here.
You know, Chris Archer, he's in the All-Star game. I think we all had a good level expectations for him. You don't even really need to belabor the point about how good his stuff is, right? But maybe the ERA is a little higher than some of us would like in the fantasy community. But how would you assess his personal performance? All-Star game designation is one thing, but how do you think he would assess his performance to this point in the season? Is he happy with the way he's bounced back, or does he feel like he still needs to sharpen some things up to be the true ace of this staff moving forward?
Yeah, we were talking to him yesterday, actually, about some of that stuff. And, you know, he's one of these guys who's always going to tell you that, you know, there's room for improvement. And there is, because he's had some games where he's, you know, just expect him to pitch a lot better, especially against the lineup he's going up against, and it's just not there. He wants to obviously improve those things. You know, he's talking about the more you're in the league, the more you learn. You know, you think that it would be the more you're in, the less you learn, but he's finding out that, like what every veteran told him when he first came up, that you're always learning in this game. So he wants to get a lot better. He lost 19 games last year, and I know, you know, a lot of those losses weren't necessarily because he pitched bad, but, you know, when your record has a -19 at the end of it, it certainly gets your attention. And he's hell-bent going into this year to prove that he's way better than a 19-loss pitcher. So there are things he can do. It'll be interesting to see him today because the spotlight will be on him. He'll be going to the All-Star game, but he's pitching against David Price, who, you know, who's his mentor, his teacher. He called him yesterday. He was the father of the pitching staff with James Shields, the grandfather, when he was coming up. So he wants to be that guy from Shields to Price to him. He wants to continue that legacy of great Rays pitching. And sometimes when he gets into games like that, that's when he's not at his best. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles that today. I think if he pitches very well today, it could show another step that he's taken toward being one of those elite pitchers.
Brad Miller's had a disappointing first half for injuries. He's back now. What can we expect from him in the second half?
That's a good question because he wasn't really happy about being moved to second base. And now that he's healthy and he's back at playing second base, he's going to be sharing a position with Tim Beckham, who's also not happy about being moved to second base. But they got a lot of unhappy second basemen on TV right now. He's actually looked well. I mean, two games, but he's been getting on base a lot since, you know, since being activated the other day. So maybe it's a case where he gave him 30 home runs last year. Obviously, he's not going to do that this year. But if he can be somewhat productive going forward, that offense is going to look pretty good. But, you you know, I think maybe it's just time he just realizes, look, I'm the second baseman, and I got to play well to stay in the lineup, so maybe it's time to just, you know, put hurt feelings aside and just start playing as best as he can. And I think we'll probably see a little bit more of that.
That's good stuff. Thanks, Roger. He's the Pro Sports Beat backup writer for the Tampa Bay Times. He follows the Rays and obviously gave us a lot of great information. Roger, hopefully you get a chance to relax for a couple of days during the All-Star break like some of the players do. But thanks for joining us today. We'll talk to him again soon.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll talk to Roger again soon. We'll be back to talk more baseball after the break. We'll give out our All-Star apologies. It's Mike and George on the Roto Experts.